recorded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. And I shall read it in your hearing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you're not too mean, turn to your neighbor, take them by the hand, look them dead in the eyes. If they won't look at you, turn and find another neighbor. Amen. And say, neighbor, with the help of the Holy Spirit, the preacher's going to preach about, in spite of, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Amen. In spite of, Lord, I thank you. In spite of, Lord, I thank you. Paul has written this letter to the church at Thessalonica to encourage the church to stand fast against persecution. In that day and age, these were many of the folk that were converted from idolatry. And here it was that they came into the saving knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But inside of this church, they were slowly slipping back to their former way of life. Paul is letting them know you have to stand fast. Don't be so easily moved. Just because things are hard does not mean that God is not with you. Oftentimes when we come to this Christian life, we feel as though, Lord, everything ought to be on a bed of ease. Everything ought to work out. There should not be any problems when I'm serving the Lord, because guess what? I gave the Lord my heart, and guess what? I know he's going to take care of every one of my problems. Yes, the Lord will take care of your problems, but tests and trials, tribulations will come. But notice the church at Thessalonica was slowly slipping back to their old form of life, because they felt as though, if I'm having all these troubles, what's the use in serving this God? Things were better for me back before I knew the Lord than I am now. Why am I in church and having more heartache? Why am I in church and having more pain? Why am I in church and it seems like the very folk that said they love me are the very ones that stabbing me in my back? Paul is letting the church know you have to stay encouraged and don't slip back to your former ways. Paul expressed that you can have joy in your steadfastness. What Paul is saying is you got to be steadfast in your commitment to God. You got to be steadfast and have your dedication, your determination, and guess what? Your faithfulness in spite of how things are. Notice what Paul is saying. Paul encouraged them in the midst of suffering. He instructed them in the way of holiness and then cleared up any misconceptions about the Lord's return. So here it is, he's talking to the church of Thessalonica, and one of the things that Paul says is in everything. Notice what he says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Notice that Paul gives us three quick points, and we're going to be on out of here. Amen. So come on and go with me this morning. Paul is letting us know in everything we have to give thanks. And here it is in this Thanksgiving season. One of the things that I want to encourage you is to give thanks in this Thanksgiving season. Why is that? Because no matter what you're going through, God knows. No matter how bad it may seem, God knows. No matter how you may feel like you're alone, God knows exactly what you're going through. Come on, Reverend, and preach this thing. Notice what Paul is letting us know. Yes, every day with Jesus gets sweeter than the day before. But Paul is letting us know on this side, in this life, in this flesh, in this Christian journey, you're going to have some heartaches and you're going to have some pains. But it does not mean that you got to go back to what you used to be. I want to let you know that in this Christian life, things will get hard, but don't turn your back on God. Things will, your way may seem a little bit dark, but don't turn your back on God, because God does not bring us some of the way. He'll bring us all of the way. Even when you can't trace his hand, you have to trust his heart and realize, even in this, Lord, I give you thanks. Even when things don't go my way, Lord, I gotta say thank you. In spite of it all, Lord, I want to say thank you. So the Paul is letting us know, in spite of. When I looked at this, in spite of, Paul is letting us know, even though things may get hard, even though the way may get dark, even though it seems like folks scandalize your name, in spite of it all, even though it's occurring, you still owe the Lord a thank you. Come on here, somebody. What are you talking about, Reverend? Yes, I may not feel my best, but Lord, because you woke me up, in spite of how I feel, I want to say, come on here. Lord, I may not have all the money I want, but Lord, you're supplying every one of my needs. So in spite of, Lord, I want to say, come on here. Lord, it may not seem like I'm going in the direction that I plan for my life, but Lord, you're ordering every one of my steps. Lord, I may not be able to see how things are going to turn out, but in spite of, Lord, I want to say, come on here, somebody. Lord, I was on my way to hell. I've lost some friends along the way. I've lost some family members along the way. Yes, I've encountered some hurts along the way. But in spite of it all, Lord, I want to say, come on here, somebody. So Paul is letting us know, in everything, he says, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The first point that Paul lets us know is we have to praise the Lord and say thank you in spite of what has happened to us. Paul is letting us know, it does not matter what has happened to you in your life. Doesn't matter what's taking place and what's occurred. Really does not matter what's going on right now. It does not say for everything. It says, notice what it says. Does not say for everything give thanks, but he says in everything give thanks. It's a big difference in and for. Lord, I don't thank you for my trouble, but Lord, since I am in trouble, I want to say thank you, because I know even in trouble, you know how to be a bridge over troubled waters. Lord, I don't want to say thank you for the disease I have, but I want to say thank you for being a doctor that knows how to even cure this disease that I have right now. So in everything, Lord God, the good and the bad, I learn how to say thank you. Paul, who better than Paul to teach us how to say thank you? Paul will let you know that here it was that I was stoned in Lystra, doing nothing but doing good, going around preaching the gospel. They dragged me out and stoned me, thought I was dead. And guess what? Even in that, Paul says, I learned how to say thank you. Because even in that stoning, I learned a lesson, Lord. Watch out for those that will throw a rock and hide their hands. Because here it is that the method of stoning was meant for, to be able to put somebody to death, but you couldn't tell whose rock it was that did it. Come on here. What are you saying, Reverend? You got a lot of stone throwers in the church. A lot of folk are throwing stones and hiding their hand, but guess what? You can thank God for even those stone throwers. Because if it had not been for those that were throwing stones at us, we wouldn't drop down to our knees and say, Lord, I'm weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Sometimes you got to thank God for your stone throwers, because it says in everything. Lord, not for everything. I thank you, Lord, even in the midst of stones being thrown, Lord God, I still got to praise in spite of. Even though it's taking place, Lord God, I still owe you the sacrifice of my praise. Paul says, watch out for the stone throwers. He says, I can tell you all about it, because I want to let you know this. I know I'm losing half of you. Even though you are in church, serving the Lord faithfully, doing what God has assigned your hand to do, hard times are going to come. There are going to be some folk that just don't like you just because it's you. Don't like you just because of what you got on. Some folks that just won't work with you because guess what? It wasn't their idea. But I want to let you know, go ahead and praise the Lord in spite of them. Because I've learned that the work of God will go on with you, without you, or in spite of you. And I want to let you know that it's some folk in here that need to learn how to praise the Lord in spite of. Lord, they won't work with me, but I want to say thank you. Lord, they won't agree with me, but Lord, I want to say thank you. Lord, it seems like it's hard every time I go down to the church because I want to say thank you, because the lesson ain't in when things are easy. The lesson is when things get really hard. Paul will let you know, even when folk think they got the best of you, even when they leave you out there and thinking that you're dead, guess what? That's when it shows how much power the Lord has. Yep, you thought you killed me, but God picked me up. Yes, you left me out there all by myself, but the Lord never left my side. Lord, I thank you for the stone throwers, because it let me know who my real friends were. The stone throwers let me know who my real family members were. And the stone throwers allowed me to see that, Lord, you were there all the time. Lord, I thank you for the stone throwers. And Paul is letting us know that even in spite of, Lord, I want to say thank you. Notice what Paul says. Not only the stone throwers, but Paul will let you know, even when things are shipwrecked. Paul will let you know that I was on my way to Rome, and the boat that I was traveling on became shipwrecked. And he said it broke all apart. But notice that the Lord gave me a word, and I followed the word of the God, of the Lord, and I stayed with the ship, and not a man was lost. And here it is that as I'm working, as I'm just serving the Lord, even as I'm a prisoner, I got snake bit. And notice the folk says that I was supposed to die in a storm. But notice that the snake bit me. I shook it off and I felt no harm. I want to let you know that even when things in your life are falling apart, even when things are breaking up, marriage is breaking up, friendships breaking up, come on, your job is separating ways, no matter what you're going through, yes, it may hurt, but it won't kill you. Stay with the word of God and do what God says do. And guess what? You can do just like Paul. When you get to the other side of your storms and people start launching attacks at you, guess what? You ain't worried about the attacks because you learn how to shake it off. Paul is saying that when things are breaking up in your life, when folks are scandalizing your name, learn to shake it off and keep going in spite of what folk are saying about you. Not only does Paul say stoned and shipwrecked, but Paul will let you know something about being in prison. He says, I was locked up for doing the right thing. I was isolated for doing the right thing. I was in captivity for doing the right thing. How many of you know that doing the right thing sometimes comes at a price? Come on here, Reverend. Doing the right thing comes at a price. What do you mean? Sometimes you get isolated. Those very friends, when you really start living for the Lord, don't have time to hang around you anymore. You find yourself isolated. Even some church members, church folk. Even some church folk, whenever you get serious about your walk with the Lord, guess what? They can't take it and say, who do you think that you are? And notice you'll find yourself in isolation and you start singing that song and it becomes your motto. I go if I have to go by myself. Lord, if my mother don't go, I'll go. If my father don't go, I'll go. If my friends don't go, I'll go. Lord, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Paul is letting us know in this verse right here, he's letting us know that even when you find yourself locked up, when you find yourself confined, Paul is letting us know you still have to worship the Lord in spite of. And I want to let you know, no matter what trials and tribulations, heartaches and pains you may find yourself of, the Lord still is worthy of your praise. Come on here. Yep, they walked away from you, but God is still good. Yep, you may find yourself isolated, but God is still good. Yes, they may talk about you and scandalize your name. Yes, but God is still good. In spite of it all, Lord, you deserve my praise. Because when I thought about this thing, Paul lets us know that it does not matter what your circumstances is, God is still God. Whether things are good or whether they're bad, guess what? We still owe him our praise. And Paul is letting the church at Thessalonica know, even in the face of persecution, even when folks are scandalizing your name, even when folk are all corroborative, guess what? You still got to praise the Lord. And he's letting us know that the Lord is worthy. It does not, his worthiness is not dependent upon you. He's worthy in spite of you. Even though you ain't doing no good, God is, come on here, Reverend. Make this thing plain. God is still faithful even when we're unfaithful. Come on here. Even though we, in spite of us not being faithful, God still gave us air to breathe this morning. In spite of us being unfaithful, guess what? God still gave us food to eat. In spite of us being unfaithful, guess what? He still gave us activity of our limbs. And in spite of him knowing that we would come to church and not say amen, he still gave us breath in these old bodies. In spite of who we are, God is still faithful. But Paul is letting us know that in spite of what has happened to me, in spite of my past, I still owe him my praise. Paul lets us know, stop looking at the past. He says, but not only that, point number two, in spite of who and what I am, God is still worthy. Come on here. In spite of who and what I am, guess what? Lord, I still thank you. Paul will let you know, I'll tell you something about my past. I stood by as they stoned Stephen. I held his coat so you can associate me with being a murderer. I persecuted the church. That's what folk knew me by, as a persecutor of the church. But guess what? That was a Damascus Road experience in my life. And when I came to the Lord, guess what? He changed my life. And notice what Paul says, what I used to be, I'm not that anymore. Come on here. Where I was going, I ain't going down that road anymore. Paul is letting you know that in spite of who I am, I can't do anything about who I used to be, but what I can do is do something about who I am right now. Come on here, somebody. What do you mean, Reverend? Yes, others may know something about your past. Yes, they may major in your past, but you need to major in your right now. Because I can't do anything about yesterday. Tomorrow is not promised, and all we have is right now. Lord, so today I want to offer you the sacrifice of my praise. Lord, I can't do anything about yesterday, but today, if you need a willing vessel, Lord, I'm here. Today, if you need somebody to go, Lord, I'll go. Today, if you need somebody to witness, Lord, I'll witness. Lord, today, if you need somebody to give, Lord, I'll give. Lord, whatever it is you desire for me to do today, Lord, I'll do, because, Lord, I owe you that. In spite of who I used to be, Lord, I owe you. Because when I look back over my life, I start looking at where God has brought me from. You may not like who I am, but guess what? He's working on me. You may not like how I talk, but guess what? He's working on that too. You may not like the way I move or the way I talk or the way I give or the way I preach, but guess what? God is working on that too. And one of these old days, it won't be very long. Guess what? I will be a work that has been completed. Come on here, somebody. Paul is letting us know. Paul lets us know. He says, in spite of who I was and in spite of whatever ailments that I may have, Paul is letting us know I had poor eyesight. He says that's a consequence of the decisions that I made in my life. Some scholars says that Paul's eyesight became bad once he had his Damascus Road experience. And that probably was the thorn that was in his flesh. That's all good and dandy, but that's speculation. But if you ever see Paul's writing, Paul wrote in large letters, and it lets you know that he had an issue with his eyesight. Let me let you know this. Even though that you may be on the right road living for the Lord right now, there are some consequences and there are some situations that from our past that affect us right now. Come on here, somebody. There are some decisions that we made in our past that is affecting us right now. And guess what? Ain't nobody's fault but ours. But even with the infirmities that I may have, even with the thorn in my flesh, Lord, you're still worthy. Lord, the consequences of my life, I messed up. Lord, I'm dealing with the consequences, but Lord, I still want to say thank you. Because Lord, you could allow that situation to take my life. You could allow that situation to get me locked up. You could allow that situation to make me lose my family. Lord, that situation could have made me lose my mind. But Lord, I say thank you. Because in spite of it all, Lord, you kept me. Come on here. Anybody know that God is a keeper? Paul will let you know, in spite of me being on the wrong road, guess what? The Lord kept me day by day. Kept me from danger seen and unseen. Kept me from all hurt, harm, and danger. And God has been keeping folk for a mighty long time. God is a keeper, and he's keeping us even when we don't realize it. Paul lets us know, not only did I have poor eyesight, but notice what Paul is letting us know. He said, I wasn't a handsome man, and I was a short fella. And I want to let you know, you may not be always able to attract folks around you, but guess what? Sometimes God repels people for a reason. Come on here, Reverend. What do you mean? It means that some folk just want to be around you for what you have, what you give. But God knows how to get folk from around you. How do you want to get folk from around you? Start talking about Jesus. Tell them about what he's done for you. The folk that really want to get to know him will be attracted. Those that don't mean you no good know how to run. Come on here, somebody. Since you won't say amen, let me go and make you say ouch. Some woman may be shacking. Start talking to him about Jesus. And I want to let you know that'll drive that joker away faster than anything else. Start talking about Jesus. Because if, come on here somebody, because the Lord knows how to get people out of our life. See, the problem is we make temporary people permanent fixtures in our lives. And God is trying to get temporary people out of the way, because some temporary people are stumbling blocks. Come on here. Some people are keeping us away from seeing Jesus. And Paul is letting us know, even if it does not draw them, God knows how to drive people away so that it will cause me to become closer to him. Come on, Reverend, what you talking about? I see I lost you. What are you talking? There's some folk right now that God has around your life that he's been trying to separate you from, some friends that don't have God on their mind, and every time you start talking about Jesus, they tune you out to now you're so embarrassed you don't want to open your mouth. God is saying, I'm trying to get them away from it. Because you got to get strong in your faith, guess what, in order to encourage them and bring them stronger and bring them to the faith. So God is letting us know through the Apostle Paul, in spite of who I am, in spite of what I am, I still owe the Lord a thank you. Amen. And he says, sometimes we don't measure up. He says, I'm a short fella, so I can talk something about it. And I can agree with Paul. Amen. I'm a short fella, so I know something about height. Paul is letting us know that even on my best day, I fall short. Paul is letting us know, he said, it ain't got nothing to do with my physical height, but I want to let you know it's my spiritual height. Even on my best day, my righteousness is as a filthy rag. As Lord, in spite of who I am, you love me. In spite of who I am, you save me. So the least I can do, Lord, is say thank you. Amen. Come on here, Paul. So Paul says, in everything, give thanks. He says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Notice what he says, and not the last point, and I'll leave you alone for Thanksgiving. Paul says, not only in spite of what has happened to me, not only in spite of who I am and what I am, Paul says, in spite of what I have. Come on here. Lord, I still owe you a thank you. He says, now were even the church at Thessalonica. He says, I came down here for a labor of love, but you didn't even think me worthy to receive gifts from the church. He says, if it had not been for the church at Philippi, I wouldn't have had what I need, but I learned how to work with my hands. I had a skill and I had a trade. I was a tent maker by trade. And Paul says that I got out there with Aquila and Priscilla, and we started making some tents. He says, because I didn't want anything to prevent you from hearing the gospel. But I can hear, and I thank God that even though sometimes we don't have what we need or what we think we need, God gives us exactly what we need. Make it plain, Reverend. It was because if Paul had not been a tent maker, he wouldn't have wrote the verse that's in the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, that gives us an understanding about what happens when we leave here. He says, for we know, come on here, somebody, that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Notice what Paul is saying. We know that one day this tent is going to be taken down. And guess what? This tent is going to have so many holes, it's going to be good for nothing. But I thank God that I'm not moving into another tent. I'm moving into a house that's not made by man's hands. Come on here, Paul, and talk to us about it. Paul is saying, but it was in my labor, it was in my toiling, it was in my working that I learned something about it. That if my earthly body be dissolved, I got a building I made by man's hands. It's eternal in the heavens. I want to let you know something. You don't know how much faith you have until things get hard. You don't know that God will be a provider, and guess what? Until you have a need. You won't know if he's a doctor in a sick room until you get sick. And guess what? You don't know that he'll be a friend that stick closer to than any brother until your family members and your friends walk away. But what you got to keep on doing is learning, in spite of what I have, Lord, I got to say thank you. In spite of not having enough money, Lord, I want to say thank you. Lord, in spite of not having feeling my best, Lord, I want to say thank you. Because in spite of it all, Lord, you're still worthy. In spite of what I have, Lord, you're still worthy. In spite of what I want, Lord, you're still worthy. Somebody going to get it here in just a minute. They're still worthy because Philippians 4 and 11 says, not that I speak with respect of want. He says, for I've learned that in whatsoever state that I'm in, therewith to be content. What do you mean, Paul? Paul says, I learned how to have. And I learned what it means to go without. And I learned that even when I'm without, God is still God. I've learned how to have surplus. And I've learned how to live with not having enough. Because I've discovered something, that God is still turning two fish and five loaves of bread into a great feast on Thanksgiving Day. Come on here, Reverend. How do you know? When I was growing up, we didn't have a lot. But what we did have, God blessed that. And notice this, he blessed and they broke, and guess what? And when they finished, they had 12 baskets full. I don't know what mama did in the kitchen, but I could tell you she could take one chicken and cut it up, feed the entire family, and still have leftovers for the next day. But when I got older, I discovered what she was doing. She put it in the hands of the Lord and says, Lord, in spite of it just being a chicken, Lord, you know I got to feed my kids all week long. In spite of, Lord God, it just being a chicken. You know I got three boys that love to eat. Lord, in spite of it just being a chicken. I know if I give it to you, Lord God, you know how to multiply it and make it fit. Come on here, somebody. The little that you have, place it in the hands of the Lord. In spite of it all, guess what? Lord knows how to bless it, multiply it, and increase it. Come on here, but you got to trust the Lord. And notice this. Come on here, somebody. Paul is letting us know. He says, in everything. Come on, I got happy. For this, he says, in everything give thanks. He says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What are you talking about? He's letting us know that even if you're without, God knows. Even if it ain't enough, God knows. Even if you feel like you're in a hard spot, God knows. Even if it ain't working out, God knows. It is his will, come on here, concerning you. What does that mean? That I am his child. He promised to look out for his children. And God knows that I don't have enough. But he's just waiting for me to realize that he is my father. Come on here. And he has everything that I need. I just need to learn how to depend on daddy. Come on here. To receive the blood. Come on here, somebody. To receive the blood. Whenever I start realizing that it ain't about me, I got an unlimited resource in God. And he supplies every one of my needs. Guess what? I will not go without. But in spite of it all, whether I have it or whether I don't have it, God is still the source of my everything. Come on here, somebody. Somebody here. Come on, somebody here. Somebody here ain't got it yet. So in this Thanksgiving season, in spite of what you don't have, learn how to praise God for what you do have. Lord, I thank you for your darling son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for having a relationship with you. Lord, I thank you for the little that I do have. Lord, I may not have it all, but I thank you for the peace of mind I have this morning. Lord, I may not have a lot of money, but Lord, I thank you for supplying every one of my needs. Because when you start thanking God for what he's doing right now, one day you'll start looking back and say, I see what God has brought me from. He's brought me from a mighty long way. Out of a thankful heart, guess what? That's when blessings come. And instead of looking at your situation, go ahead and start praising God right now. Why do I start praising God right now? Because it is his will. Why am I praising him right now? Although my heart is broken, it is his will. Even when folk are talking about me, I'm praising him right now because it is his will in Christ Jesus concerning me. What are you talking about, Reverend? That his will is whatever he desires to do in my life. Lord, if you choose not to bless me until tomorrow, it's your will. If you choose to bless me right now,
it's your will. If you choose to use somebody else to bless me, Lord, it's your will. And I thank you, Lord God, for somebody who came to do your will. In Christ Jesus, came down through 42 generations, born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, walked around the dusty streets of Jerusalem. At the age of 12, he said, didn't you know I must be about my Father's business? He put an old rugged cross on his shoulder, carried it down the Via Dolorosa Road, up to a hill called Calvary. They nailed his hands, they riveted his feet, and they lifted him up, y'all. But guess what? He did the will of the Father who sent him. He called out and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Come on here, somebody. He laid his hand in the locks of his shoulders, gave up the ghost, took them down and placed them in a borrowed tomb. Stayed there all night Friday night. Stayed there all day Saturday. But bright early Sunday morning, bright early Sunday morning, he got up with all power of heaven and earth in his hands. Why does that excite you, Reverend? Because one of these days, I may not have it down here. I'm going through heartaches down here, pains down here, suffering down here. Guess what? I'm going through all types of issues down here. But one of these days, I'm going to be in his will. Guess what? And his will be right there with his son. Come on here, somebody. To where every day will be Sunday. Sabbath will have no ear. The streets of paved with gold. A mansion up there for me. Guess what? And every day will be howdy, howdy. Never have to say goodbye again. And in spite of it all, in spite of the heartache, in spite of the lies, in spite of the stone throws, in spite of those that said I wasn't no good, in spite of those that said I wouldn't make it, in spite of it all, guess what? There's a house up there for me. And one of these days, it's going to all be over with. Come on here, somebody. So right now, Lord, I say thank you. I ain't never seen my mansion, but Lord, I thank you. I don't know how it feels not to have hurts, but Lord, I thank you. I don't know what it feels like not to have pain, but Lord, I thank you. And one of these days, Lord God, I never seen Jesus face to face, but I'm going to see him for myself, and I'm going to say, Lord, in spite of it all, I thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Hey. In spite of what you're going through, in spite of it all, Lord, I thank you. This is Thanksgiving season, right? Is it on? This is Thanksgiving season, right? Maybe I'm happy by myself because I realize that all that I have, come on here, he gave me. All that I am, he made me. In spite of what you think, in spite of what I feel, in spite of how hard it gets, in everything, Lord, I give you thanks because it is your will concerning me. Come on here, in Christ Jesus. All that I have is because Jesus paid it all. All that I shall be is because Jesus paid it all. Come on here, in spite of it all, Lord, I gotta say thank you. In spite of what I don't have, Lord, I say thank you. In spite of who I am, Lord, I say thank you, because guess what? It ain't about me. He's worthy. He's worthy, I tell you. He's worthy to be praised. God bless you.